I mean, I think it's a fantastic joke. But we're recording now.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, you can edit this out.
No, I keep it all in. Keep it all in. So we're talking about Abby's fucking transphobic fucking... I went over to...
Just an observation.
Can we say what the joke is? Or do you wanna...
Yeah, go for it.
Well, no, it's your fucking joke.
So it's not even a joke. I mean, the company where I work for, we used to have a... disabled toilet, and they changed that toilet into a gender neutral toilet.
Yes.
So I think the toilet is now for both physically and mentally challenged people.
You're gonna clip that. And just take it out of context completely. It's not a comedy podcast. Yeah. Just a conservative. Right.
Next,
wing.
Let's talk about the economy.
Yeah. No, I think it's a great joke. I mean, it's implying that trans people are retired.
Is this going to be a problem for you?
The plant's a problem. The plant's
bigger than the trans community, or
if I was a vegan, I'd love it now. I'd be munching on that.
All right.
There we go. It's just stroking me on the. It's good. Now we're fine. I mean, my friends last night when I was sitting with them, they were like, "Yeah, this is harder than the paint." With the trans stuff. Poison Zalando.
It's funny because your friends also approached me and they were like, "Abby, great set. Bit intense with the trans."
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I love watching. I was standing at the bar with.
Who is non binary, isn't it?
Is she non binary?
She's a lesbian nurse.
Is that what they call not having tits?
She's a dwarf, right?
Is she
technically a midget? Is that?
I mean, technically, as for her height, yeah, she's a midget, no? Yeah. I mean, you would know. You have the midget face.
She should have your face.
Yeah. First of all, I don't like the way you guys are objectifying my community.
Right, yeah.
I stand shortly with...
Right. I swear to God, this happened last night. I was talking to her, and I was standing up, and then she said something, and I go... What was that? I swear to God.
This is going to play great for the camera.
Yeah, I know. Well, I had to stand up and bend down to
that's
be like...
That's a German word for it, for women who can stand and give blowjobs. So is the perfect...
Wait, really? Person. What's the German word for it?
I don't recall the word, but yeah, my boyfriend saw and that was the first thing he said.
Right, there's a German word. Fuck.
I was wondering how your boyfriend dated you, but now it's all starting.
Yeah. Come how clear. Does he know that?
Now that's actually something I don't want to just hijack your podcast, but you know, you always used to fucking roast me because you're like, "Do you even have a wife? I've never even seen her." And now you're allegedly dating this German guy who also has Nazi parents, conveniently for your material. But I've never seen him at a show.
I've never seen him either.
They're gonna move in together. They're looking for apartments.
Really? Yeah, you're looking for a place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because your Nazi boyfriend doesn't want to move to the gay quarter.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. He's perfection.
Is the gay quarter, is it like all white gays or is there...
Asking for a friend?
No, I'm just wondering. Because I've been to the gay quarter when we went
to... Yeah, that's where I live. I mean, it's... No, my building is full of like nice gay people, like old school gays, not the annoying lesbians.
Okay.
Whoa.
Like your mothers? The fucking whore mothers?
The German word for people that can blow people standing up.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the German is for kid. Yeah. I mean, kinder?
Yeah, that's kinder? True. It's kinder.
Yeah.
All right, that was about 10 minutes late, that joke, but it doesn't matter.
We got there. It's important.
Yeah, I got there in the end. But you had a pop there at lesbians. So what's going on there?
Lesbians? No, I...
Thespians.
Yeah.
I never see them in my district, which is nice.
Is it all gay dudes?
It's just old school gay dudes, yeah. During Pride, I would see men giving blowjobs on the streets.
Really?
Yeah.
That's These are the fucking gays that give Pride a bad name, you know? The conservatives.
I feel like that's kind of cool. Like,
no, I mean, I'm cool with it.
I want to live in a world where people are getting blown on the street.
No, so
do I. I feel like the issue is, like, it's not that these gay men are blowing each other on the street. It's like, how do we get straight women to
blow. To
start blowing men on the street?
I mean,
And that's also what Pride is for. It's just straight white sluts in that. With that
I think it's actually homophobic if women don't start blowing men on the street.
Right.
Why is that?
Well, they're not standing with the gay community then.
They're kneeling. I was going to say that about the gay. Well, this is the thing. The gay men blowing each other during Pride it gives the conservatives ammunition because they're like, we can't have Pride because there's gay men fucking each other in the streets.
Do you even go to Pride?
I've never been to Pride. No. Never been to Pride.
Because well, why?
Because you're not proud.
I'm not proud.
you're the one of the few gays who's like, look, if conversion therapy worked, I would be in it.
Yeah, of course. I don't know why they're banning it. They should let people fucking give it a shot. I mean, there's do you know Jubilee, the YouTube debate channel thing?
No.
They've had debates where it's like,
wait, is it like where it's kind of like the gangbang version of debating where it's like 20 people debating
like a bukkake,
one?
It's yeah. Like, debate yeah. Bukkake.
Yes.
Yeah. And
that's the name of the episode.
That's the name of the episode right there. But yeah, and they had one of the debates was gays versus ex-gays. And it was
ex-gays.
Men that have like, I've prayed the gay away and I'm straight now.
Okay.
And you can tell all the gays looking at them just like, no one believes
we
you.
We respect
like,
you.
Like, no one believes you. It's like, you know.
They should. I would love if, like, the ex-gays, like, the debate tool that the gays use is just pull their cock out and be like,
oh, really?
Really?
You're cured, are you?
Yeah.
But this is shaking it in their exactly. face. But, like, some of the men are like, I'm married now to a woman and she knows about my past. And it's just like, and the woman believes that you were. You converted to fucking Islam.
Now,
well, that was the first thing my mother said when I told her Rob is gay, and she was like, "Yeah, that can be cured. Why is he gay? I mean, it's just
why is he gay?
Yeah, it's an illness. You know, why are you gay?
Why are you gay?
Now, why are you even telling? Why are you telling your mom about Rob in the first place?
He's my best friend. My mother needs to know my best friend, and now she thinks I'm
are
a whore.
Are you aware that you're her best friend?
Yeah, I'm aware.
I'm glad she feels that way. You're definitely in my top 10 friends.
I mean, we were bumping titties last night. I mean, yeah, it was great. Did you tell your dad?
No, that's too much.
You get the fucking stick out. Yeah.
Hold on, let's not make her cry again.
No, we won't. Yeah, just a quick recap. We did a podcast during COVID and we made Abby cry. So
I remember the last
what was it? What was it called again?
Too cute to care.
Too cute to care.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we had matching pajamas. The last time the three of us were in this room was when you took a COVID test in front of us and you tested positive.
Oh, that was good. That was good times.
We came, we hugged, and then.
Oh, yes! And look, it's just little pictures of me.
Pajamas.
Good.
Which, by the way, this barely fits me now, so I'd love to try to see you.
Oh, no, I would die if I tried to put that on.
My belly is really fighting its way out
there. I would fucking die if I put that on. I'd choke to death.
Oh, and man, it has been very warm to try to pull off this.
I know, yeah. I mean, you can feel free to fucking take it off because you're going to die if it's too warm.
Well, it's fine. Look, I get it. But no, I'm just here to bring back the old days of the Too Cute to Care podcast.
Yeah,
which never saw the light of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I still have the files and I want the viewers out there to know if either of these two cunts ever makes it. You will see me exclusively opening for them, and you might wonder why do they always have that opening? Why? I feel like it doesn't make sense. It doesn't, comedically, it doesn't line up. And the reason is I have three unaired episodes of just horrendous.
Well, like, what did we say? I'm trying to think, what did we say?
We're just talking about suicide, North Korea, cancer, trans people, Jews, Muslims. So.
Yeah.
I kind of remember that. There being a lot of grape talk and some stuff about maybe that one of the three of us deserved it, and
that was me. That raped me. When did you paint your nails?
That was because I went out clubbing.
That's where you go chase Muslims with bats, is it? No, I don't know.
No, the gays. That's who I'm going after with the bats.
Yeah. COVID.
Yeah.
This is my one black friend, Oscar.
Your dog looks like a bat a little bit. Like,
yeah, he looks like a fruit bat. He looks like, he might have.
Now, that sounds like
now, if they hadn't confirmed the lab leak theory, it could be that he was.
I mean, he's bat-ish. And he's got, it looks like he's got, like, cocaine around his snout. And, which would, you know.
The thing is, he hates minorities. And,
that's weird.
Yeah, and, I mean, look at this. He is not enjoying any of what Abby's.
No, he does not want any part of that.
Yeah,
he's trying to get away. He's like, don't touch me, you fucking filthy Indian.
Dude, I'm not that kind of Asian, okay?
He is suspicious of you, though.
No, and here's the thing is.
The only part he likes of you is your fucking trousers, like, you know?
because it's white.
Yeah, he's like, that's all right. No, we took him to a birthday of our friends, and at the birthday, my friend's girlfriend is half Congolese.
Okay.
And then my other friend, her boyfriend is from Peru, and those were that's the only two diversity. People that he barked at the whole weekend. Anytime they, and then me and Anya are like, where is he getting that?
Right, okay.
Yeah. Did we not take him around minorities?
Like son. I mean, yeah. Whenever I've been with you, and whenever we've seen black people, you start barking. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, what's going on?
I thought that was part of their culture.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I just listened to a lot of DMX, so I was like, you know, I thought this is how Rough Riders roll.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, what was I going to say there? About? Yeah, because I remember being in Poland with, I think I've said this a million times, but with a black person, and he's the only black person like in Poland. We were walking up and down the streets.
Full black?
No, not full black. Kind of like...
Well, you don't have full black friends, do
you? The color of Abby. Well, like, you know, we talked about this last night.
Yeah, I mean, I get the pass.
Yeah, and fucking... We were walking down the street, and then people were just staring at him, and then we went into, like, the venue, and...
And then you started to realize why he was such a monster growing up.
Yeah. And then a dog was just chill, and then it saw him, and it started losing its mind. And there was, like, 60 people in the hall, and then they... They all started laughing because they knew what was going on. And then I was like, oh, yeah, it kind of sucks to not be white sometimes, you know?
That was the first time.
I was, my whole life, you know, 28 years, I was like, yeah, I think we all experience life in the same way.
I was going through my family albums, and I have childhood pictures of random black people holding me. So my parents actually handed me over to random black people because, you know, we don't have many black people in India.
Like meeting a celebrity type?
Yeah. I also have pictures with white people, but also with black people. Random black dudes just holding me, and I'm like the size of Oscar.
But if your parents hate black people, why would they trust them to hold their kids?
Well, I thought it was pretty clear. I mean, they haven't seen the original Too Cute to Care episodes, but we all know, I mean, Abby's parents don't love her, so.
Yeah, that's true. They were like, please take her.
Okay. There we go.
They're like, oh, you're giving me back? I thought, no, this is a gift.
Oh, no, this is a gift.
In our culture, it's rude to refuse gifts.
Yeah. You should do. They're like,
it's okay if you don't want it, throw down a well or something.
Whatever you do, don't run away with her. You know? I mean, we got to see these photos. Do you have these? Please, did you not take a photo of these photos on your phone?
Oh, dude, that would have been great.
A great slideshow over the thing. And what's your face like? Are you kind of like...
I'm crying. I'm crying in the pictures, and two black dudes holding me and a white couple holding me have these strange pictures, and I'm crying in all the pictures.
Right. But where... was this in India?
Yeah.
So where are the black people in India? Like, where is...
There's barely any. I mean,
were they maybe American, like, soldiers or something? I don't know. Yeah. Rebuilding your country or...
No, we don't need them.
Did you fuckers go into India at some point?
I'm sure we must have a couple bases.
Yeah.
There isn't one place on the planet we don't have at least a little
Happening in Greenland? How are you guys doing in Greenland now? Did you see the thing where JD Vance got booed?
Yeah, I mean...
Did he get booed in Greenland?
By all four people who live there?
I mean,
they're making such a big deal. They're like, oh my God, he's not welcome. And I was like, by who? The birds? Like,
yeah, I didn't know. I looked up the population of Greenland the other day, and it's like, there's like, only like, I'm talking out my ass right now, but it's not a lot of people.
Yeah, come on, talk a little further out of your ass. Yeah, what number were you... You wanted to put a number on it.
I'm going to guess 80,000 people.
80,000. Okay. Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Jamie, pull that up.
Abby, pull that up.
But yeah, there can't be that many people here. I will say, you know, I do not.
50,000.
50. Okay.
Pretty close. Yeah.
Over. So by Price is Right rules, you lost. But
but it's not.
50,583.
In Greenland.
Yes. 56,000. Yes. Sorry.
Okay. Is that including the U.S. soldiers there?
Oh yeah, there's a base there, isn't there?
Yeah, that's.
It's the penguins.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like, if you guys wanted Greenland, you could just take it in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's, and I agree, and I think that's also the thing is, like, just to be serious for a moment,
yeah.
I do not support the Trump administration.
this guy.
It's not what he was saying before we started recording. Yeah.
I don't, I think they're doing a lot of bad stuff.
No, they are.
But, I mean, look, Gulf of America, pretty rad. I kind of think, yeah, we should take Greenland. Like, it feels like it's more ours than Europe's.
I mean, the Middle
Canada,
East.
I think that's ours as well. That's cold America. We got Mexico. That's poor America.
Yeah.
Maybe we take Europe. That's gay America. Yeah.
And the Middle Eastern Riviera. Trump goes.
That's the one I actually don't.
Guys are number one.
Yeah, I kind of think that's a mistake. Yeah. That's where I draw the line.
I mean, that video was fucking insane. But
Donald's coming to set you free.
I mean,
well, didn't it come out that like somebody made it as like a satire?
But
like
the president posting it in his own Instagram. I mean, satire.
He is the goat of like trolling. Funny presidents.
Yeah.
That is such a fucking wild.
But like when Vance was like in Greenland and he was just like, the dog has just completely run away from Abby. he's actually about to kill himself. He's about to jump off the couch. He's like, please.
From my poor sense of hygiene.
But when like Vance was like in Greenland, he's like, yeah, it would make sense for us to take Greenland. And I was like, what do you even call people from Greenland?
I mean, they're part Eskimos. Of Denmark, right?
Are they?
Yeah. Denmark is like owned by, or great Denmark owns Greenland.
Yeah.
Which that's the funny thing is to be like, Denmark is like, no, that's ours. And it's like,
I mean, I don't, but like imagine being from Greenland. Like I'd be fucking pissed if some fucking like, Vance came to Ireland. He's like, yeah, it makes sense if we just took this, you know?
Yeah.
Well, actually, that'd be pretty tight too. I mean,
yeah. I mean, we are Greenland.
You could finally move to New York if that happened. I think you could actually.
No, you're right.
I think you need to rethink this whole thing.
No, you're totally right. I mean, if Ireland became a part of America, it would be fucking great for my career. I could just fucking.
You could be middling in Spokane right now.
Spokane 4. And, but what was I going
to
say there?
Why did you just get closer to me? Just because the dog is in here? You think you can...
Yeah. Like, the dog was a buffer between...
There was like, we had guys. A little... We left room for the dog, and then you're
listen,
like...
I'm from a high caste, okay? Yeah.
We were just...
My world, I'm better. I'm superior to you, okay?
Not in anybody else's world.
Notice no one's trying to take over India. Yeah.
No, that is yours. You guys hang on to that.
You guys are killing it over there. What's the guy's name? Modi?
Modi, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you take when you need to get constipated.
Oh, yeah. Imodium.
Imodium,
yeah. Yeah. If you've got constipation, just go to India and eat some drink of water.
Yeah.
I mean,
then have some Imodi.
What? Have you seen the street food videos on Instagram?
Oh my god. Have you seen those videos? Street food? They're making the Indian guys food? Making street food?
Yeah, I've only seen the version where it's the white guys doing the parody. But I got it.
Yeah. I was there's the guy Adam Rowe from Have a Word, and I was talking to him. They just did an India special where they like for charity they cycled like I don't know, the length of India or something. I don't know what they did. And I was there talking to him in the green room at something. And then I was like, so how was India? And he was like, oh, lad, it was fucking amazing. And he's like just singing its praises. And I was like, oh, it's okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, he did say this, though. He said, I wouldn't go back. Yeah. But he said it was amazing.
Those two things. things don't really jive.
No.
If a place is amazing, you are like, oh, I'd love to go back.
Yeah, it's like if someone was like, they found out that you fucked someone, they were like, how was it? And you were like, yeah, it was great, but I'd never do it again. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Well, actually, this is kind of, yeah, India is the one night stand of countries. Yeah. From a distance, you're like, ooh, the curries, it looks good. Yeah. And then you get up close afterwards, you're kind of like, ooh, it smells.
Yeah. Yeah, when you think about it, most...
I feel great to be on this podcast. This has been amazing.
It has been yeah. fun. I knew it would kind of turn into shitting on India. Fucking thing.
But we could turn it back on me. You just got to, like, you know...
Gay moms.
That's gay moms. Yeah, gay moms.
Kind of gay myself,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. What's it like not having a dad? There we go. We'll throw that back at you.
You're the sperm of a homeless man. You
well,
like
I think actually... it's better to grow up with a dad, as I said last night to you guys, than to grow up with dads that aren't proud of you guys and don't really want you. And
wait, when your mothers get to pick the semen, did they have a choice to pick between black and white?
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, I mean, this was the 80s. I can't imagine they were letting black men donate semen.
Or gay men. I was in the 80s. I thought in the 80s, I thought they just like scooped it out of a bin somewhere. You know what I mean?
Like, can you tell which is a black man's cum and what's a white man's cum?
No, this is the thing. I tried to do a joke about it, but it never worked. But they have like a binder of like profiles of like that you can go through. And I was like, I wanted to make a joke about how they were like, we need something that matches the couch, you know, white.
Yeah, that's
like,
gorgeous. Yeah, that's
but people never really cared
as
for
in the, the shade of the skin of the person who donated?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay.
So what my mom always told me is the reason they picked the guy that they did is they wanted someone that like looked like her so that I would look like I was from her family. Which
so the mom that you didn't give birth to you?
No, the mom that did give birth to me.
But surely if she gave birth to you, you're going to look like her anyway.
Well, sometimes you see people who like look wildly different than their.
So you look like your mother?
I do.
Oh boy.
God.
Are you insulting me? It's hard to tell which way that's going.
I know I made a joke about it last night, but oh boy. I know I've seen, for some reason, I've seen photos of your mom's.
Oh, yeah. It was right here.
One night we went on Facebook and we like. I think we were on like in Rosenthaler and we went and like went.
I also remember this because you guys were harassing me.
To see photos of your moms?
No. Adam specifically was like, are your moms hot?
Yeah.
They gotta be hot. Well, like, are they like lipstick lesbians? Yeah. To be honest. And I'm like, why does this feel like a kink for you?
Well, you know, for some reason in my mind, we're in Rosenthal.
Like, there's this dirty white man. I'm sure he has two dime pieces for moms. I mean, what did you think?
Well, you know, I don't know a lot about lesbians as a species. Like, I haven't studied them, but we were in Rosenthaler and we were like, I wonder what Pat's moms look like. So we did a deep dive on Pornhub. No, we did a deep dive on Facebook and we found your moms. And for some reason, I thought in my head, I don't know why, I'm just so fucking stupid and my brain's fried. I was expecting to see like two smoke, like just like, what's that girl, the Ruby Rose or, you know, that lesbian, the non-binary.
No, we don't care about
lesbians. Yeah, she's a lesbian. I thought your mom's just gonna be like smoking hot fucking lesbians, and I was just like, oh, they're just like two like librarian like old ladies, like,
you know? They don't have the midget face. I mean,
have you considered the fact that your father might be a midget?
Yeah,
I'm honestly considering the fact that maybe Peter Dinklage is my father.
I mean, have you ever like, because I've never met someone before who's a fully grown normal adult who has the face of a dwarf,
person.
Dwarf's fine. Excuse me, dwarf is fine. I've done my research.
I come from a very high caste of dwarf, and mine is a little person.
No, because
somehow little person is worse than midget, isn't it?
Yeah, it's what's the word?
Oh, demeaning? He's a wee man.
Yeah, it's demeaning.
Midget sounds so
little.
Cool, like a fucking fidget spinner.
Yeah, but a dwarf makes
midget
sound
spinner.
Like I live inside
midget spinner. That's what I call my cock.
But if you call me a dwarf, it sounds like I live in a mountain and I'm like working in a mine. Or something.
Yeah, but no. But back to my question now, because I'm not letting you get away with the. It's I've never met someone who has the face of a dwarf and the body of a man. You know,
and the cock of a dwarf.
Yeah, no, my mom already told me about that. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's an anomaly. You should be in the circus. I don't know.
Like, I'm waiting for where the question part is coming.
Don't know.
Because you're like, I can't let you get away with this. I need to ask this. And you're like, I've never met. And I'm like, this is just a statement.
There is no question, really.
Would you fuck a gay midget? I mean, they can stand and give blowjobs, you know?
Yeah, they can stand and give blowjobs. Yeah. I mean, I would probably do it. I mean, I feel like I do it just for the shits and giggles, you know? Like, you know? Just
there
for the
definitely
story.
Would be some giggles.
Yeah, there would be some giggles and a lot of shit.
It was great, but I would never do it again.
Yeah.
I feel like to make a midget come, you got to tickle him.
You do have to tickle him. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no.
I know. Yeah, I feel like you would have to.
There's a spot on the leg that gets.
Yeah, it's behind their ear. You gotta tickle behind their ear, and then and their leg starts going like that. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't fuck a midget if you paid me. They are absolute abominations of human genetics.
Is this podcast going online?
It's going online. Okay, it's going online. I mean, right. I don't know any midgets, and I'm sorry if we've got any vertically challenged listeners, but.
Is that a real word?
They say vertically challenged is kind of like...
Well, now that's offensive. Like,
what?
Calling it vertically challenged?
Yeah, like we don't say disabled, we say differently abled. So what's the word for
it? PC gone mad? What the fuck is this?
It's also funny.
Differently.
You're not differently.
Open the episode by calling trans people mentally retarded.
Yeah.
And then be like, I mean, vertically
they're
challenged.
They're not retarded, they're differently abled. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, like, the differently able thing is, like...
You know, I almost slept with a midget.
What? Really? Really? Really,
yeah? It's true.
Oh, well, spill the beans.
Tell us about it.
So I was in college.
Spill the magic beans.
And I had broken up with my girlfriend, and there was a little person there, and she was small, but her tits were huge.
Right. Okay, she had the tits of a
She had bigger tits than my full-size girlfriend had.
Right. Full-size? You're making it sound like she's like a Happy Meal or something.
She did feel like a prize.
I was gonna say, did you win her? Did you get her in a Happy Meal?
Yeah. I finished the burger and I was like, all right. This kind of sad. I feel like she had a little tough experience socially.
Emphasis on little.
And so she was very. She was the only girl in college that I felt like I was like, oh, this girl, she was texting me, like, should I come over?
Yeah.
And she was the only girl that was into you.
And you're like,
she looks like me.
She's like, could I come over? And you're like, I don't know, the steps to my house are really, they're really big steps. I don't know.
I've got a loft bed. I don't know. I could, like, throw it.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, in hindsight, in college, there were other girls who were into me, but I was, my self-esteem was so low at that point that
as
I, like...
As it should be.
As it should be. Yeah. And so I didn't understand that, but, like, she was the only girl who was just, like, overtly, like, basically kind of, like...
What kind of
should I come over and fuck you?
Okay.
And I was, like... Tits, but
yeah,
and I ended up going no.
The tits,
come on.
You went no,
man,
and you broke.
And I've regretted it ever since.
Yeah, I mean that would have been the story would have been way better if you were like
I fucked the midget.
Yeah, should we edit it and I could go back and we'll.
Yeah.
Let's do a different version.
But like, were you sexually attracted to this vertically challenged young woman? Or
stop using all those
that's
words.
What you say vertically challenged.
That's just the terminology. That's the world we live in. 2025.
That's what I heard. It's vertically challenged.
I mean, I think I would, like, I mean, again, I don't want to keep harping on it, but they were pretty good tits, like,
right.
They were, and I think also there, and this is a little, you know, maybe mean, but there's also just a curiosity there, like, well, what's you know, especially also like it, maybe this is the first time in my life that my dick looks big. You know, it's
yes.
So
right.
You
know that pussy's tight. You know, like you know, because everything's fucking. You know, everything's fucking squished in. Like
to be honest, I don't know because I feel like maybe there could be some weird you know anomalies.
I imagine them having fat pussies, like thick, like huge lips.
Yeah.
Speaking of fat pussies, Bruno Mattini. No, but do dwarves, do they have, are their genitalia, the same size as normal people?
I mean, they can.
What do you mean by normal people?
Like us.
They are not.
What a murderer's row of normals.
Yeah.
Fucking the dirtiest gay I've ever met.
Okay. All right.
Fucking racist, homophobic, transphobic Indian who was beaten by her father and deserved it.
Yeah.
And then one a just fatherless, normal, you know.
Whose wife loves bees more than she loves him, but I
Rob said the best. Sorry, but Rob and I were talking yesterday, and we were talking about me maybe moving back to America, and I was like, Anya doesn't really want to go, and Rob goes, "What? They don't have bees in America?"
She's obsessed with bees. Got bees on the wall.
She's got a bee in her bonnet.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What is her thing? Is it a sexual
she's
thing?
She's really
with the
trying
bees,
to protect the bees. What's her deal with the bees?
Yeah, she's trying to save the bees.
What about the L's and the G's and the T's?
Hey.
Doesn't care for them.
Doesn't care for them. No. But
no, she loves bees. That's why she's married to me.
Right. Yeah. But it took me a second to get that.
That's a good one.
But do you think that, like, does she ever get you when you're having sex? Does she ever get you to, like, dress up as a bee or whatever? And she's like, why don't you?
Let's do it bee style.
Yeah, where she's
pollinate my flower.
Yeah, she's like, get that. You pretend that your cock is, like, the stinger. And it, like, you know what I mean? She's like, stinger, please. And she's fucking legs akimbo. You got Oscar fucking. You know what I mean? He's watching.
Does Oscar watch you fucking?
Please tell me your dog watches you fuck. The dog looks like it's seen some shit, you know?
Yeah, well, I have a whole bit about Oscar's. Oscar hates it when we have sex.
Okay. He's no sex. Okay, I was going to say no sex before marriage, but you are married, so.
Yeah. But yeah, if we even just like get like if we're like on the couch watching something and we start to just like, you know, just get a little hanky panky, he just like walks up and is like,
yeah, okay,
I'd rather you didn't. it's making me uncomfortable.
It's almost like he's like your wife's father, you know. He's like, don't keep my dog, you know what I mean?
Not while you're living under my roof.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I think your dog's dead. Is it?
No, he's fine. Okay.
Your dog looks so depressed. No, it's fine.
No,
he's fine now. I mean, he just hates Abby with a passion.
He was happy that Abby scooted closer to me because he's like, whatever gets you further away from me.
He's trying to warn you.
Look, now here's the thing I never got to finish about him being racist. I was just gonna say, so he's always been a little bit barking at like black and brown people, and so I was like, oh, he's like, he's racist. But then he met Mila and he hated her, and I was like, that's a high level racism to understand, like Bosnian. You're like, that's like, you're white but not the right kind of white, like, I feel
that's a clever dog.
That's a clever he's a very good boy.
A very good boy.
He
can smell a gypsy.
That's rich coming from a black dog.
I know. Does he even know like what color he is, like what the fuck?
I think he just thinks he's different.
He needs to read fucking.
He's kind of the Candace Owens of dogs.
Oh, that's great. He's like what do they call?
It's a Kanye West.
Uncle Tom?
Yeah.
He's like Samuel Jackson.
Your word's not mine, but.
Yeah. he's like Samuel Jackson.
What do you call him? Oreo?
Yeah. He's like Samuel Jackson in Django Unchained. You know? You're like Leonardo DiCaprio. You know.
You know, I heard on a podcast recently that. When Quentin Tarantino was making that movie and he cast Leo, Leo was like, I'm not comfortable saying the N-word so much.
Yeah.
And Samuel L. Jackson was like, no, say it.
Yeah.
Say it.
It's, like, it's just work.
Say it once and then you get used to it.
You're like, it's just work, brother. It's just work. Yeah.
Maybe that's like the white guy version of, like, you know, the conspiracies about how they make famous black guys wear dresses. I feel like that's the white guy version. It's like, you cast him as a racist, make him say the N-word a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Now you got him. Right.
I mean, it would be ideal to be cast as a racist in a movie so you can just let that fly.
Yeah. You're like, I'm sorry, but I think I'm going to method act this. Right. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm going to stay in character full time.
There is a movie, and I might be wrong, but there is a movie where Daniel Radcliffe from Harry Potter plays a neo-Nazi. And he's a CIA agent who's infiltrating the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where I'm pretty sure to like, he sees someone in the crowd. He's like, so he's in the KKK and he's like a neo-Nazi and he's marching in the street. And then he sees a guy who's like a counter protester, but who knows him, the real him, like that he's like, knows that he's a cop. Right. And he's like, dude, what are you doing here? What are you? And then he, to like cover his tracks, he's just like, get out of here, you fuck. And he just screamed, I shouldn't have said that. Sorry. Okay.
I was like, here we go. No, all right.
No, I didn't know how to say it or whatever.
Okay, we've let the cat out of the bag. Yeah. Abby, I assume you want to add a couple as well.
No. I was just like, oh, fuck it, I shouldn't have done
there
that.
There was a movie last year called American Society of
35 minutes. Okay, fine. Okay, yeah.
Okay, American Society of Magical Negroes last year. Did you guys see it?
I'm not even comfortable with you using the word Negro.
I mean, it's the name of the movie.
Do I have to bleep Negro? Is Negro all right?
I mean, that was the name of the movie.
It was the name of the movie, fairness. Yeah.
I'm not saying it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But I don't want to sound like a woman right now. It's not what you said, it's the way you said it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Abby was delighted that she found a way to say it without saying it.
Yeah. You know?
I mean...
But Negro is Spanish for black, isn't it? Gotta stop saying Negro. I mean, it's fucking insane.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
because they think people were giving out that, like, you know, Crayola?
The
crayons? On the black one, it said Negro. And people were like, what is this? And it's like, it's the Spanish word for black, you...
Is it Negra, maybe?
Negra. It might be Negra.
It is, yeah.
I think if you're listening to rap music, it's Negra.
I feel like if people are still listening to this pod, episode 51, I feel like we could be sitting here in KKK clan outfits, dropping M-bombs left, right, and center, and they'd be like, it's funny.
Classic GPS.
It's funny.
At least nobody on the pod is homeless today.
Yeah. Oh, God, stop. Yeah, George Wheeler, man.
Rest in peace.
He could be dead. But I did see a video on Reddit today where there was like a black American dude, and he was in, I don't know, some store, and like a Mexican-owned thing. And the Mexicans were like talking shit about him in Spanish, and they were like, call him like a dirty black bastard and whatever. But he spoke Spanish, so he was just heard the whole thing.
So he was just negra.
What?
Negra.
Abby, I don't know, it's something about your accent.
Something about that.
I said it in a Spanish accent. It's not negra, it's negra.
Yeah. Dude, when you say it like that, it sounds like you're fucking saying the N-word.
No, I would never.
Yeah, but it's
while the camera's rolling.
It's the way it's just the way when you say it in your Indian accent, it just sounds like you're going. Is that like when a ning ning ning? It's like an Indian guy with a stutter is trying to say the N-word. Is that a bit?
No, but it's very funny.
You guys want to hear my impression of an Indian guy with a stutter trying to say the N-word?
I think if you get booked to play Mar-a-Lago, I think that could kill.
Yeah, or the mothership. I think I've heard that you can say whatever you want.
You'll become a Kill Tony regular with that one.
Yeah, if I can get on Kill Tony in London in July, I'll do the... Oh yeah, we were at me and Abby did Hamburg, a festival thing in Hamburg, and then when we were
so happy for you guys.
I know. The whole time we were like, God, Patch.
It's so cool that like, you know, we started together and we all like rise to the ranks of comedy, and that we could all be here together performing.
And you know, it's just, you know, next year maybe, you know, maybe next year.
Yeah.
But
it's okay, as a consolation prize, I was asked to open for a work in progress solo on a Tuesday night in a bar in Berlin. So that's like basically the same opportunity. So
it's on the same night.
No, 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 by the same producer.
Oh!
I know you didn't. I didn't invite you to do the festival, but if you want to be one of the two openers on this work in progress solo that I'm doing, that's what I think of you, comedically.
What did you do
Oscar
to annoy her?
Oscar warned you. He was right about it.
Yeah. What happened with Bosnia Herzegovina? Oh, something about Slamadan Milosevic and...
It's the fucking Yugoslavia, the war in
wasn't
fucking
there a
Bosnia.
Fucking
this was 1990.
Who cares?
Gypsies dying. Yeah. You know?
But no, because there was like war crimes and shit there in Serbia.
Yeah.
People are always saying that. But,
but I think it's
the war we don't care about. You know. Did we even know where Bosnia is?
I still don't.
It's next to Croatia.
It's like Narnia.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. To get to Bosnia, you have to go into
the Chronicles back of the Wardrobe.
The Chronicles of Bosnia. Here you go. Now that's the name of the fucking episode. Yeah. Chronicles of Bosnia. To get to Bosnia, you have to go into a wardrobe.
Yeah.
Go to the very back, and you open it up, and you see war crimes.
Yeah.
Because my dad had a friend who was in like the special. He was part of what was it? Like a war crimes investigator. So he was sent to... But you're nodding your head like you don't believe that there was war crimes. You're like, oh, was he, yeah? Oh, yeah. So he had his work cut out for him over there.
No, I think you're confusing disbelief with disinterest.
With a complete lack of empathy for the people of Bosnia. I didn't even know what happened in Bosnia.
All I know is there's... I've met one of them and I don't care for them.
Yeah, I don't care for them. I don't care. I hope their fucking grandparents died.
No, I wish them well.
I wish them well.
So, anyways, your dad.
Sarajevo.
He was
something.
Investigating yes. something.
Not my dad. His friend was a part of a war crimes investigation thing. And they were sent to Sarajevo or fucking Bosnia to.
What is Ireland's obsession with war crimes? Why can't you guys just let a few little war crimes happen?
I know. I think it's because of what the Brits did to us, and then we're all like,
allegedly.
It wasn't so bad.
Imagine being accused of a Holocaust.
Was it the Brits or was it the potatoes? I mean,
I don't know. What's the difference? I imagine being like you have Holocaust deniers. Imagine if you were like a denier of like England invading Ireland. I just don't. That's gonna be my new shtick. I'm gonna be a British invasion of Ireland denier.
Yeah,
I just don't think. The numbers are inflated.
Plenty of people in India are actually pro-colonization. They think that what happened was actually good.
Isn't it funny that the Brits are like, we weren't funny. Yeah. We got enough of you fucking.
Yeah, they're like, we're sorry.
Yeah. There's a guy, I don't know if I told you this joke. There's a guy, Leo Kirst, who's like a fucking far right fucking conservative comic. But he has
don't say it like you don't love it.
I know. Well,
oh, fuck.
He's one of those guys where it's like, oh, it's such a shame that you've lent into this grift because you're obviously a fucking great joke writer. But he has this bit where he's like, there's been so much like immigration into like the UK or into England from, you know, the Middle East and from Syria and whatever. And he's like, there's just, you know, there's parts of London that just don't feel like Pakistan anymore.
That is a fun joke.
That's a joke.
I like
that's
it.
Good.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
It's like your joke about France.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I heard it's pretty, yeah. It's
pretty.
It's cooking in France, I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who went in Paris?
Lentils.
Lentil health.
Yeah.
go look after your lentil health, folks.
Yeah.
It's funny, I'm staying in Kat's place, and like her fucking apartment's like a fucking. Is a menagerie the right word? Flowers everywhere and plants.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kat's menagerie. And
I don't know if menagerie is the right word, just to clarify.
Yeah. But I was like, do you want me to water your plants when you're gone? She's like, I did all that. Because she obviously didn't trust me to.
Yeah.
She's
like, they're
to be honest, I'm surprised she trusted you to stay in the apartment.
I am very surprised. She's there like, I don't know if this is going to be here when I come back.
Yeah.
You know I mean? It's going to be like fucking Rami.
Now, how many times do you need me to come in your plants?
Yeah. Oh, I water the plants. Harvey Weinstein on the fucking thing. Maybe he was just watering the plants. Though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, I asked the plants permission before I did
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah. Photosynthesis. But, okay, but about my dad's friend, he went to Sarajevo to investigate war crimes, and he got over there and he had to like go to the mass graves there with a calculator. Like
first, like through the wardrobe. And
through
then
the wardrobe. He has to go through a wardrobe.
Yeah.
To the Chronicles of Bosnia, through out into the thing, and he had to like count.
He met one of those Bosnians that's like half goat, half human.
Yes, one of them. Mr. Dobbins or whatever. Was from Bosnia, yeah. I feel like.
Took him to the fields where the bodies were.
Exactly. Yeah, he was like, come hither.
And it was like a little light on the light.
Yeah, a little thing, like through like a snowy forest. And then they just stumbled upon like a mass grave of like fucking, who else was in there? And you got Aslan. You got, but wasn't Beslan the name of the, you guys knows about Beslan,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's a classic terrorist attack.
Oh.
You don't know about Beslan?
Nah, look, if it doesn't happen on American soil, does it even happen?
Yeah. That's,
look,
yeah.
There's one terrorist attack and I'll never forget it, but.
Yeah, October 7th. Yeah. All right, guys, that was Pat Moore and Abhipsha Mohanty. I'll put their Instagrams in the show notes. Do go follow them. As always, there's a link to the Patreon in the show notes. Please support the Patreon, that would be lovely. The extra episodes every week, and it gets loosey-goosey, if you can imagine that. And other than that, what else? Work in progress on the 1st of May at the Bill Murray. You can get tickets to that on my Instagram. And there'll be another one in Top Secret at the end of May, and I'll put that up on my Instagram soon. Apart from that, thank you very much for listening. Don't tell anybody about the podcast, especially this one, because it was a bit tricky. But next week, tell people about the podcast. All right, I love you. Thanks. Bye.